Check this out. Hey, check this out. I remember one time when I was about 19 or 20 years old, and I was working at this restaurant in Georgetown called Third Edition. And right there at Third Edition, by the time I would get off from work, it would be about 12 midnight, and I would have to catch the Metro bus home every night. Anyway, one night as I was waiting for the bus, this chick came to the bus stop waiting as well. Man, she was bad as a mug, you hear me? So as we stood there waiting for the bus, we started striking up a conversation. As we got on the bus and began riding, we still stayed in deep conversation. It got to the point where she even invited me to come over her place, and we would cook some food and then eat and then basically whatever comes next. And you already know what that other comes next was already all on my mind about. Anyway, so on our trip, we first got off the bus and went to my place so I could grab a couple of things. At the time, I was renting a place right off of 8th and F Street Northeast. We then got back on the X2 bus and rode to the Giant grocery store on Minnesota Avenue to get some food to cook. From there, we got back on the X2 bus again and got off on Nanny Helen Burroughs Avenue, where she lived up on 49th Street, which by coincidence just happened to be about 2 blocks up the hill from where my grandma was living at the time. Finally, we get to her apartment. And as we entered the living room, she said, "I hope you're clean and you brought some protection." Of course I was clean, and of course I always kept some protection on me. So, of course I brought it. From that point on, we both went into the kitchen, pulled out the food, and basically began cooking and preparing it to eat. It's going to be a nice night. Finally, as we went back into the living room and sat on the couch to, you know, talk a little bit some more, she pulled out a bag of weed and started rolling up a few joints. You know, as she lit one and began to smoke it, she passed it over for me to take a hit off of it as well. But refusing the invitation to take a tote, I told her, "No, thank you. I don't smoke weed." So she put me out. Hey, what's happening, y'all? In the words of my main man, Frankie Beverly, thank you kindly, y'all, for taking the time to stop by my YouTube channel. I hope the clip you just watched did help in some kind of way towards inspiring you towards some kind of direction. At any rate, don't forget to make sure you subscribe so you can always stay up to date with any new content that I will be releasing. And other than that, have yourself a blessed day, all right? Peace.